Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
I'm creating our own holiday today. So let me say to you, happy Forearm Appreciation Day.
Wow. It's honestly true.
It really is. Now let's catch everyone up to speed.
Sure.
So some people probably have seen it or have no idea what we're talking about.
I don't recommend it.
Well, and here's where we may differ.
Unless you're looking for some arm candy.
Hot arm candy. There is a show on the Hulu called The Bear. And it's about chefs whatever. We started watching it together this weekend or sometime. What day is it? The first two episodes are not great.
They're bad television.
Some would say bad television. I completed the series and I did enjoy the rest of the series. But that's neither here nor there. The one thing we all can agree on are his forearms.
I loved a man with strong forearms.
Forearms are everything. And let me explain to you. I then went into like a deep dive.
Did you?
Online to be like, do people talk about this? And yes, everyone. It's like one of the main things that is recorded to be attractive. Like women find attractive on men.
What is that, you think?
Well, what they were saying is like a lot of it is a useful strength.
Absolutely.
It's like biceps and arms and whatever. It's like you can just do reps and like that's boring, right? Yeah. But like forearms show like you're good with your hands, you work, you can do things, right? So it's kind of this like primal.
Yeah, I'm always like sexually those hands are gonna really be able to
obvi last. We love that.
Yeah, we love that.
Let's see those hands in motion.
Let's see them move.
Yes,
let's see the veins and like the way that like when certain like I don't even know how an arm is composed. I don't know what's inside of it. I don't know ligaments.
Why would you know?
When you know the guy's cooking or when a guy like goes like this with his fingers, wiggles them, and I
changing
see
attire.
Things moving, I go oh.
There's so many like defined little muscles. And there is something I do love, a vascular arm. I do.
I think I've heard many women, we love a vein or especially in a hand. I love a strong hand
and a forearm. Oh. It's like, okay, there we go.
There it is.
But then here's the other thing that I think accentuates the attractiveness of a forearm. And that's when someone has a button down with a rolled up sleeve.
Don't get me started. Stop doing this. I know.
Because there is something. It's like, I'm professional, but I'm taking care of business.
Absolutely. It's someone who works, but also like it works in an office, but works with his hands. You know what I mean?
It's like you can't get any real work done with your with your sleeves all the way down. No. You got to roll them up.
He's leading meetings, but he's also putting the water in the water cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's flipping that heavy water thing that you're like,
you didn't spill any of it.
Wow. Do you work out or that's wild.
No.
Yeah.
And
I have to say also if there's a tattoo on there, it's like, I know.
I don't, I'm less like I can appreciate a full sleeve. Like a tattoo sleeve.
A tattoo sleeve. A tattoo.
But I like a number of tattoos, but not a full sleeve. Like
absolutely.
You can see an example of that in The Bear.
Right. Which, again, I wouldn't recommend you watch, though.
I'm going to say if you have 8 hours to kill.
If you have 8 hours to kill. Or I guess whatever. Just want to watch like the first or one on mute, but you can watch his forearms.
There's
and
a
be
lot
like,
of, you know, listen, I understand they had a journey to go. And so they started at the most chaotic and loud screaming. So then
I
we can
like
go
it.
Some go down, but it is a lot of chaos and screaming.
But this does get me thinking about, and I saw this on TikTok, this girl. I mean, her mm-hmm. first one was funny, but then it kind of dropped off or maybe people still like it. I don't know. But it was like non-sexual, like turn-ons.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like forearms.
For sure.
Absolutely. And I'll say hands what? Too.
Like hands and forearms. Yeah. Hands. I think, yeah. Well, you know me and my nail beds. Nail beds are very yeah. big for me, but that's
wow.
more about like hygiene and like self-care management.
Interesting. Okay.
But yes, hands and forearms.
What are other like non-sexual or like body part, like things that are just super attractive to you?
I love a good calf.
Wow.
I've complimented your calves statement. Many times and you don't believe me.
I know you have. Well,
I appreciate a calf. I like when there is a definition. I think back in my crazy model days, it was like your leg should only touch in two spots, and that's your knee and your calf.
Wow.
I know. It's fucked up. But like seeing that definition of a calf come out, like
they like that.
I like that.
Here's my statement about calves, and this is just for men, but I'm like I like a guy in pants.
Well,
I don't need to ever
course.
See your calf. That's my thing. I say the calf, make me imagine, make me wonder.
Absolutely. I think I see it when we're on a vacation.
Oh, sure. Okay,
absolutely.
Like we're swimming or
we're,
something.
We're at the beach. We're at
we're
a
at
tropical isle.
We're at the beach. It's the first time I've ever seen your calf.
Absolutely.
Congratulations
or,
to all of us.
I'm sorry. You take off your pants and I see them. At home. You know what I mean?
Whoa,
like
just a calf show.
Just a calf
you.
Show.
Hell yeah, girl. Get it.
I'm like, hello. Let me see.
Yeah, I like that.
It's the
like
balance
that.
Of a calf. And some would say calves are like the forearms of the legs. You know what I mean?
True. Very true.
And now I don't love a rolled up pant leg. But
no,
it's the same kind of thing.
But it's the ideas there. The ideas there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love me a strong eyebrow.
Whew. Wow. Yes.
I do.
Do you like a thick eyebrow?
I do.
Do you like one that
one you can really break off and take a bite out of? You know
wow,
what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like I was watching the original Top Gun.
Yes.
Throwback. And Tom Cruise has great like eyebrows.
Yeah, early in the day when he was, you know, more natural.
Right, in his
some
peak,
would say.
I
in
said,
peak.
"Wow, I see some eyebrows over
he
there."
He has a bold brow.
It was a very bold brow and I said, "I see you."
That's
and I didn't even realize his eyes were blue.
Wow.
Which you can tell if it's like cuz he has such dark eyebrows that you're just like, "Oh my god, I'm
mesmerized by his upper face area."
For me, it was the upper
yeah.
face. Yeah.
I love that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky thing because it's like I appreciate a bold brow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's like you want one that doesn't look too manicured, but then you don't want one that is, I'm not a fan of like a unibrow.
I don't love a unibrow, but
even if
I,
it's like a hint of one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I'm not at like Tom Cruise's it was pretty thick.
It's close.
It was like,
close.
It was wild.
Yeah.
But I said, let me into that jungle. You know
absolutely,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Let me in there and let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
Let me at him.
Listen.
I want to fight.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I want to fight an eyebrow, but
I'll fight an eyebrow. I really will.
I have to say though, talking about like going back to forearms, like the pushing up the arm, I think there's like one look that always gets me.
What is it?
It is when a fella has on like a black crew neck, long sleeve sweater, not like necessary, like a merino wool sweater, a cashmere sweater, if you will. And the sleeves are pushed up. There's something
Do
about
not
a crew
get me
neck.
Started about sweaters.
But it has to be fitted. Please know. It's like
no,
a
it has
fitted
to be fitted.
But there's something about like the black crew neck and the like, I can't. I can't.
There's something. I love me a chunky gray sweater on a dude. Well, and I do.
That goes
chunky.
Very much. That's very much your lumberjack type.
That's it. I like, there's something about it where I'm like, wow.
Wow.
He's strong and cold.
Right.
And I love that.
Chilly. He's really chilly. But you know
I
what?
I think it's.
He's warmer now, you know.
Exactly.
Thanks
and
to
I'll
that chunky sweater.
I'll heat him right up. I'll heat him right up.
Absolutely.
I
Wait,
love a sweater.
What are, okay, so eyebrows are one.
Yeah, I do love eyebrows.
Eyebrows. I like a calf.
You
what
like
else
a calf.
Did the one? What else did the woman say? Do you
well,
remember?
Well, she wasn't. She stopped doing body parts, and it was more like things that guys could do.
Well, that's like.
Like, I don't know about you, and I haven't been in a car for a long time, but when a guy parallel parks and they put the arm behind the seat.
The arm back.
That's I'm always
so
like,
funny.
Ah.
It's so true, isn't it?
I know. And
what
I haven't really, as you know, car dated until the pandemic.
You have not car dated.
I never car dated. I was a city dater strictly
right.
or in college when no one had a car.
Right.
And then we were just. So I remember when Mr. Bagel would be parallel parking and I would go
wow. Well, especially
happening?
If they're
I feel
like
so safe. I feel safe.
Feel safe and they are confident.
Oh my God.
If
confidence.
It's a confidence. Like a lot of times it's not, it's a stressful and then they freak out and that's not attractive.
True.
But if it's a
he
confident,
confident
like let
it.
Me just
he
take
was.
A look back here with my arm.
It was like, this is how I do it. And I'd just be like, where do I look? You know, do I look
right.
ahead? Do I look behind? Do I look at him?
I'd say yes to all
where
of it.
Where does the eye go? But
you know
yeah, so
mean?
that's a big turn on for me as well.
I like big that. There is something very, and again, I think it just translates to the confidence of like anytime someone having their arm up on a seat or something, it's kind of like not guarded. Relaxed,
like just vulnerable,
vulnerable, but like also, you know, they are in charge.
Oh my God,
of their own shit.
So
you know what I mean?
In charge. It's almost like they're tempting you to be like, you could sit on my lap if you wanted.
If you wanted to, I've left space.
You know what I mean? There's space.
There's space here. Never could I do that.
I mean, I also that's not a move of mine, but
certainly
I like
not.
To know it could.
It could. That's truly like one of the scariest things for me. No, it's not. That'd be intense if that was.
Yeah.
But like, I'm never in a situation where someone wants me to sit on their lap. Please,
absolutely.
No. I think I'm at this age. I pray not to be in those types of situations. But that has always been such. I think more in like theater and like cozy people. You know, it's like when you're hanging out backstage or something. It's like, oh, just sit on or whatever.
Wow.
And it's like, ay.
No, I definitely see that as like a we're at home and it's intimate type thing. I wouldn't do that in public, but that's me.
Well, I mean, it's obviously different meanings behind
well,
them.
It's different meanings. Yeah, I guess
different
I never
meanings.
Did it casually.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting on your lap, you have seen me naked. And that's just.
Wow.
For me, that's how I there's no way I'm sitting on your lap and we're.
It's like you've assessed what this like tonnage would be on your body.
Oh yeah. You know the weight. I know the weight. Right.
We're all fully aware.
We're
I
on
think
the same page.
I have certainly lent my lap to people.
You are
casually,
a lap lender.
But that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Well, you're a casual lap lender and that's
I
very
am.
Kind of you.
I have a sturdy base. So I feel like I can do that, you know, when needed.
Yeah.
But then it makes everyone uncomfortable and then we move on. But yeah. No,
Wow.
I, you know, it's funny because thinking about like the forearms, I can't say in terms of like it's certainly not the same attraction for women for me.
Yeah.
Like
what is
forearm,
it for women, girl? Is
right?
it like hair? Because like
I don't
when
like
I think
hair.
About.
I do not like a lot of hair.
Well, but OK, what I meant by that is there's a certain like hairstyle you're attracted to, right?
Less of it.
Which is less hair is what
right.
I'm
it doesn't have to be like super short, but like not a
but
lot.
But you have the longest hair in the room.
Or similar. Yeah.
Okay,
around shoulder length and shorter, I think.
Okay.
There's something about hair. Yeah. There's something it just kind of, and I don't love long hair on men either. I don't really like long hair.
I feel attacked. I do.
I didn't want to say it, but like,
yeah. Oh, well that, okay. What are the female?
I know it's curious. I don't know.
What about, oh, I've heard that guys, and so I'm assuming, like when I've heard about other things, whatever, is like, you know how women have like the line kind of in their back, like your back kind of goes in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, like guys would always like to touch the
in
bottom
your
of
low
the back.
Before
and, yeah,
it
to
goes
see
back
the,
out to
yeah.
the butt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that?
Not necessarily. I mean,
okay,
I think there's so many more things that are attractive on a woman's body in general.
Go on.
Than a man's. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do.
It's a more beautiful form.
It's absolutely
factually.
Exquisite.
That's a fact. No.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows. But it's not. Yeah.
Well, it depends, I guess, what you're into. But I agree with that. I think
we're
not gorgeous.
It's just
bodies.
A soft. Well. It's just typically a more beautiful thing. I remember years ago when MySpace was still a thing, to give you a time frame.
Wow.
Thank you.
I missed that. Yeah.
Wow. Child.
I know.
What a youth. But I remember there were some, I was the guy that I was hooking up with in Nashville for a little bit, who was a touring musician, as 90% of the young guys
in
Nashville are. But we were looking, there was someone, I forgot what happened, but we were looking at someone's pictures and he was like, oh, I like those thumbprints. And I was like, what? And it's where it's like the girl's low back and then there's like two dimples. And he was like, yeah, that's what they call like, so when you're holding the hips and like bringing towards you.
Wow.
And like fucking. And it was
I
so disturbing to me.
Yeah, I don't love how it got
that I was like, the low back now, that's all I think about. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, well, I don't like that he renamed it something that like he's a part of. I'm like, you're actually not a part of it.
No, I know. Well, he was merely saying something that apparently was a common statement amongst gross boys, I guess. But nonetheless, so that I have a bad association with that for
I
sure.
I see that. Okay, what about like, do you like, I mean, they is it like legs, boobs, butt?
Yeah, I think shoulders.
Did I see that coming? I didn't. What do you mean by shoulders?
I think it's like neck and shoulders, like it's this area. It's like I don't like a slope, but I like a like not a short neck, you know what I mean?
Who like, likes a short neck?
I can't say. I've never met him and I don't want to.
I don't
but wanna. Like I guess that has to do with like posture too a little bit, which again translates to confidence, right? It's someone who's like comfortable, like has their, I don't know, it's how they hold their shoulders. And then also there, it's not necessarily a broad shoulder, but like not a slope one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For a woman.
Yeah, well, I am for a man.
Okay, yeah.
TPD.
Shoulders,
you know?
I've never... I mean, it's like I like, I guess, wingspan, if you will. I like to feel like there's a wingspan there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but...
For sure. Well, I think that associates with height, for sure.
Yeah. For a woman, I've always liked, like,
That's kind of what I'm saying. The collarbone, the neck, collarbone, shoulder area.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I like when it's like it looks delicate,
soft.
Everyone loves the word soft, but okay, yeah, delicate, soft.
I know. I don't
like
that
sweet.
Word. I don't know why I said it.
I don't
it.
Like it.
Well, it's yeah, but that is a soft.
But
it's not
but
like
I don't
you're
look
saying
at
that's
it as
fat, fleshy.
No, I think I, yeah, delicate is what I. It looks delicate to
delicate.
Me.
Delicate.
That's what it looks like to me, and I'm sorry delicate. To say it, but it's true.
Well, say it.
Okay, so not boobs.
No.
Okay, butt?
Not really, no.
Men or women, you're not into the butt?
Not really.
Okay, and legs? What's that, I guess?
Legs are the calves.
Oh, wow.
Knee down.
Hello. Honey, knee down. Knee down, neck up. Knee down, neck up.
Okay.
Absolutely. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then I guess arms in general, the whole appendage.
Yeah, arms. Less, you know, the vascular and the like muscular, yeah.
I don't need that.
Like for on a woman, I'm not necessarily, but.
I'm like, I'm pretty jacked myself in the forum. I'm not. I used to be more when I rock climbed.
That's a lot of climbers are very, they've got great arms, but they're also very slim.
Very slender. That you're like, wiry. Okay, it's a wirely, wirely look. Wirely
absolutely.
Look. Wirely.
Anyhow,
wirely.
So we've gone down a rabbit hole of attractiveness, which honestly,
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all.
Actually, I do think that we should. And also, this is really, really fun. I think the audience is going to love this. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you already know. So boyfriend is going to go shopping with Claire and I. Mm-hmm. Why? Because as you guys heard the astrologer say on this very show, she said, Jesse, you really care about like the outward aesthetic. Like it.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean like what they wear, right?
How
like how they show up, style.
It's how you present yourself as opposed to like, you know, you're not being superficial. It's how you show. Right.
Yes. And so, well, boyfriend and I had been talking about this because, you know, what I realized about men, most men, but him like at the beginning of the dates were the clothes, were the tip top of the clothes.
Of course, of course. He was making an impression.
Mm-hmm. And then we were talking and I don't remember how it came up. I think he let me pick out what he wore for the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
And during that time, I was like, A, where are all your clothes?
Right.
And B, what if you had other options?
Exactly. Well, to his credit, he used to be in Colorado.
Yeah. Right.
So that's no said, like no one's doing any clothing there. Like,
right. And that's very.
It's like utilitarian, outdoorsy, like a few nicer things to wear if you got to go to an office, you know, but like
and
that's
I
not a fashion forward.
I forget when he and I were talking about like, because I love when guys wear a vest.
Which is so funny to me.
I think it just makes their arms, like, I don't know. I just, like, I love how it works. It sort of, like, emphasizes the chest area and then their arms. And I'm always like, it's very 20s.
What else is being worn with the vest? You like a vest that is like a suit vest, like a button vest, not a sweater vest.
No. I think, like, in my.
Not a Chandler Bing
look. Well, I don't. No. I think it's, like, a 1920s look. It's, like, I love, like, let's pretend like a slack, a certain color, black,
a
blue,
trouser,
gray.
If you will.
And then like the vest is like a different material color, whatever.
Okay. Okay.
And then like a white button
like a
down
white
shirt
button
under
down.
It.
With the
sleeves
arms
rolled.
With the sleeves obviously rolled up. We know that.
That's like,
what I see is like a speakeasy bartender.
I'm into that too. And don't think I haven't. I just think it's, for some reason, it's like a really cool, like, just.
Sure.
I like it. Anyhow.
Sure,
but,
sure, sure.
So he's so kind. And so he was like, he was telling me he wanted a suit, blah, blah. Then he was like, we could go clothes shopping. And I said, well, I simply can't go clothes shopping without Claire.
Obviously.
And Claire is really good at this. I said, because I don't know a lot about.
Men's
guys.
Clothing is a whole
I
thing.
I really
too,
don't. I was like, So the three of us, the ragtag team that we are are going to go.
I can't wait.
Shopping for boyfriend. And it's going to be so fun. I told him, I was like, he's been saying, I'm excited for my pretty woman day. That's what he's calling. He's like, my pretty woman day. And I'm like, you bet. And
absolutely.
I was like, we're going to hype you up.
Oh,
like, 'cause it can be so stressful, I think. But
it can be. be, and it can
not
be
with us.
Not with us, but I want to make sure, and we talked about this the other day. I want to, I feel like we're going to have to, I would like to have a brunch or a lunch or something prior to going to the store so that I can hear from him what he's comfortable in, what he leans to, what he likes on other people, but just doesn't, you know, things like that so that I can be well informed.
I love that.
And then, no, when we're picking out, there's going to be some annoying time of, like, trying on stuff that, you know, like, trying on a bunch of stuff to see what works and what doesn't.
And remember, it's always the clothes' fault. If it doesn't look good, it's always the clothes' fault. We blame the garment. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's the garment. It's the stylist. It's a piece of crap. Whatever. Crap.
Horrible,
I wouldn't
horrible manufacturer.
Burn it. Burn it.
Burn it.
Yeah.
They should stop carrying this line.
How fun is that going to be? I also love it secretly because I'm like, I love that the three of us are hanging out.
I know. I love it. Yeah. That's our activity. At the I mean, obviously, we've hung out a few times now, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But we were at the beginning like, what's our activity? What are we going to do? Yeah. And then this is like a full activity. This is where, because shopping can really... you know, bring some demons out.
That's the thing. It's going
to
really
be stress us out a little bit.
Yes.
So we need to do constant temperature checks.
Temp.
How's everyone feeling?
How are we doing? How are we feeling?
Absolutely.
And then it's just fun from then on out.
So much fun.
You know,
listen, there are peaks and valleys on a shopping day too. We
have
you to gotta
know
that.
You have to. I think it's so important to like take a snack break.
Absolutely. If we have a coffee, a snack, a sweet treat,
exactly.
Something.
Yes. And absolutely. Then it's like we're having fun. We're feeling good.
We're
I'll
back.
Bring snacks. I don't care. We're
Listen,
back.
If we have to bring a diaper bag of snacks, we will.
Of course we will. That's my pleasure. Okay.
My pleasure.
But it's going to be so fun.
I know. I'm excited about it. I'm also like. I'm taking it very seriously because
Me too.
I want him to like really enjoy because the whole thing like we were talking about that where when you started shifting your clothing early on it's all about figuring out like what fits your body.
Yeah, I feel like when we first you know started going shopping together it was like you were just pointing out Jesse you wear tents every day.
Right.
And you wear shapeless tents, which was true.
Yeah.
So even it was more you taught me how to like accentuate. Is that the word? It's like
accentuate
fit my
the positive.
Body. Yeah. Like fit my body correctly and like wear things and how certain things will look, et cetera.
Like we didn't jump to exposing.
No.
No. But we were wearing fitted things, which are much more attractive than
Yeah, exactly.
And
sometimes I had to get used to it as well.
Well, yeah, it takes a little time.
Takes a little time, so there's that. So, yeah, I love the idea of, like, I'm scared. I mean, I'm nervous, too, because, like, I just know when I did this with my dad or sometimes my brother, it would be like, you had one shot.
No.
Like, as soon as things start going south, it's like everything's – it was just so stressful sometimes.
But the good news is, boyfriend is nothing like them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's the very good news. But it still could be stressful for the best of us.
Stressful.
So,
right, for the best of us.
Again, temperature checks, all of that. I'm very excited. We'll have to report back how many breaks
we
took. If we had any tears. If
what
we
got.
Any,
I'm so excited. What we're going to get.
I know.
I know.
And summer's a little trickier for guys, too.
I know. Summer sucks. I can't wait for fall.
Yeah. But, I mean, things will probably be, you know, there'll be some fall stuff coming in. But then that's kind of boring to buy because you want to wear it now. But, anywho.
I know.
These are challenges that I'm willing to face.
Me too, girl. Me too. Girl, we're going to face it.
I can't wait. So, last week, I experienced... I think I've talked about before how, like, at least I know I have on my Instagram of, like, team sports. And it's one of those things of, like, asking for help, right?
Yeah.
If you're not great at something. Like, and also disappointing people. These are things that I am not good at. That if I'm not really good at it, then I want to do it by myself.
Yes. But although you are describing just a bad team.
Well, so that's
because like a good team won't make you feel like you're bad or like, you know, that's right. So, it's like sometimes even just being a team player, it's like is being supportive, communicative and open and then getting support back.
No, for sure. So what happened is a friend of a friend had mentioned to me a little bit ago that she was on a volleyball team and they needed some more people. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love volleyball. But of course, I haven't played in literally 20 years.
I was saying, though, gosh, Claire walks into a volleyball court.
No, they love
me. I'm like, yeah, but that's our teammate.
I know, but then there's added pressure of like, okay, we'll use that fucking height. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, how could you not? You are up there, girl. You're up there.
So I went to, so it was their second game. And I was honest with the friend, the person who like brought me in. I was like, I'm nervous because she said that they were intermediate. And I was like, it's been so long. Like I am beginner. Like I could quickly-ish pick up where I'm decent. I'm not going to be amazing, but you know, like
of these teams, it's like there is no practice.
No practice.
So it's, you can't even like with soccer too, it was like, oh, maybe I could kick the ball around two times and it's like, not really.
No.
And you're like, I hope I remember.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like I got there a little bit early and I was at least just like hitting against the wall and whatever,
oh,
just
cool.
to like touch a volleyball before
touch it, feel the weight.
I know, but then it was like everyone's doing their stretches and whatever, and then they were like, apparently there's a common rotation of practice before. It's like the ref would blow the whistle and then everyone's like, okay, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, now we're doing the like the combo, like all of a sudden then it was we're practicing serves, and then it was like, so my biggest issue going into this was like that I didn't think about before, but is not remembering the jargon and like the word. They're like, so-and-so's on hands, Claire, you're stepping out. And I was like, oh, I can't remember like what these words are. I was going to return a couple serves and one of the guys like screamed out short, like right when I was about to get it. And so I freaked by just the volume and the intensity of such a word. I said, oh, don't hit it. Like as in out or something. But then,
yeah, sure.
So if there were two serves, I blatantly pulled, like retreated back to not hit. And everyone just was kind of like, what the fuck? And so finally I was like, dude, you're saying short. Can I just ask, what are you saying? And he was like, just saying it's like not a long shot. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so that was, what's funny is that I just increasingly got more insecure as the game went on.
That makes sense.
You know?
This is a little bit like, it's like an athlete's nightmare and an actor's nightmare, right? An actor's nightmare is when it's like, you know the script, right? And you're like, no. And you're like, we got to go out there.
Yeah.
Right? And like, an athlete's nightmare is people are calling codes and names and things.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have no idea what you're saying or, you know, anything else, which is what happened. But also, I think that if you were new to the team and I saw that happen, I'd be like, oh my God, the lingo. Like, here's the lingo, or like, right? So, again, the thing that makes me bummed is that like you took that information to mean you were doing a bad job when really it's like no one's telling you what's happening.
I know. There was one guy who truly, if it hadn't been for him, I would have been absolutely miserable. He at least was, I mean, he was one who was screaming short, but he was always like calling out what was happening.
Okay.
I think there was the assumption that I knew these things, right? Because I don't know how much they knew about my history. I just was like someone that was joining that someone had recommended, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just, but then there was like another person who was joining the team who plays like five times a week and works for Peloton and is like all of, like just obsessed. And so at one point, because I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll move this way, whatever. He was like, I notice that you stand, like, if you just keep your knees bent. And I was like, oh, yes, I thought I was doing that, but I'll do better. But it's like, ugh. So anywho.
I'd also be like, I didn't realize there was a coach or a captain.
I know.
But also they could have been just trying to be nice. But I think that you were at a very sensitive place at that time.
So that's the other thing is that last week I did adjust my meds a little with my psychiatrist.
Right,
like this wasn't my own experiment. Turns out not good for me. But I was hypersensitive. I was hyper emotional, like everything. So I do want to go back. Because at the very, like the first part of the game, I was having a good time.
Okay.
And then I think I just got more, because we were getting slaughtered, obviously. Like the other team was so good. And there were like 3 out of 6 of us who were actually really good on our team. And they couldn't carry the whole thing. So there's like part of me that really does want to try it again with my meds more regulated and knowing like, okay, you aren't the best, but you can only get better.
Yeah.
Like,
you can just have,
keep
you can
trying.
Have fun. You can do your best and you can communicate if you don't know what's going on or you're not sure what something means. Like no need to pretend, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's great. And I wasn't expecting that.
I know.
But I think that if you want to do it, then I think that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try one more. I can't go this week, but next week.
Okay.
I'm going to try. I was expecting that because there was a part of me because truly I like fixated on it for like 2 days. I was so obsessed. And then I was like, wait a minute. My meds are making me crazy. But I was like, okay, let's just see if they even include me on the next email. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't, I won't reach out if they don't reach out. But then I got an email today that was like, okay, roll call, who's in tomorrow night? You know, like.
Yeah, I doubt anyone is as mean as
I am.
You're being to yourself.
I know.
It's like they're not going to exclude you from an email, you know?
Well, because I even told the friend who brought me in, I was like, listen, I would love to do again. Yeah. I was like, oh, that was a lot. But I would love to if you guys are happy to have me back. Like, I would love to. But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious they are if they're like, we can't have dead weight. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I think having just a body on the court is better than no body. So
yeah, I mean, if they're going to be like that, it's like, then they have to have tryouts.
Right. Exactly.
This is a sign up. You can't just tell people they're out.
Right. This is a fun intramural, whatever.
It's fun. Yeah.
Anywho, so that was my week last week. Well, I was faced with
anybody cute on the team.
So that's the other thing I said. Who am I meeting? You know what I mean? Like, this is why we signed up to do basketball 20 years
ago.
This
is why we signed up and never showed
and
up one time.
Literally never showed up, which thank God, because I do think I would have gone to the hospital the first night.
And I'd be married to a ref. Yeah. So here we are.
Here we are. Yeah, so not that one guy who was super nice and like helpful, like he's cute, but not necessarily, you know what I mean? I'm like, this could be interesting.
Okay, yeah.
Like he was super nice. At one point, he was like, you can't get better without the reps. Let's do this. You know, like.
You really can.
So he was
okay, I like
very
that. That's
nice.
A teammate.
He's
when
a
you think
teammate.
About it. It's like relationships. It's like a teammate, right?
It really is.
Who's
going
to cheer
you
on?
Thank you so much. And he really, and I thanked him for really covering both my position and his.
Oh my God. So you have like a fun little rapport.
So a fun little rapport. We'll see because we did not go get drinks after last week because it seemed a bit like a shit show.
Okay.
So maybe if that happens next week or whatever, we'll see. But he does seem delightful. I don't know how excited I am, how attracted I am to him, but he is kind of cute and he's nice. So I'm just like,
I don't know. Yeah, that sounds and also I'm sure everyone in their volleyball clothes, it's like, but when someone like then is dressed, you know, forearms
rolls up their
out.
Their yeah. sleeve. Thank you so much.
It's like, hello, hello. I right. bet are forearms strong in volleyball? Kind
Listen,
of.
Listen, arms. Arms are arms good.
Arms are good. Arms I've always good. Said that. How yeah. many times have I said that?
30
today,
times
five
at least.
Times at least. At least today. So you can do the math. That's impressive.
Absolutely. Because this is just my journey to be an athlete. So
you
thank
are an
you
athlete.
For following that journey with me.
Thank you for taking us on that ride.
Absolutely. So we have a very exciting weekend. With the
we do have an exciting weekend.
Yes, with the
what
shopping.
What could be more exciting? I know.
Absolutely.
Well, what's interesting is I think that Winnie is mad
oh,
and
wow.
or jealous about boyfriend.
About boyfriend. That is, yes. Winnie is, Winnie loves him. But
well,
I think she's upset by
now it's
his existence.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if it's point. Like, yeah, the other day. Okay, so he came over. He was Saturday night, and then Sunday. And then Sunday night, I went to his place, which, by the way, is way longer than we normally ever do.
I know. It's like, hello, we spend all weekend together, people.
Yeah, but that it's not normally. It was, I don't need to justify. Anyhow.
You don't have to justify.
No.
I think it's a lovely
But it
thing.
Was a lot of time, right?
A
and for Winnie,
time.
Too. And yeah. so. Winnie was really, really like nice and cuddly with him on Saturday. Sunday, we kind of went out. And then when I left on Sunday night, I was like, huh. Because, you know, when he's here, obviously he sleeps in her normal spot.
Of course.
And she then, I don't even know where she sleeps or she just does her own thing, but she's
right.
kind of like pouty. And then when I
yeah,
left, I was like, she seems pouty. And then when I got back on Monday and I was just hanging out in the living room,
for sure.
she was not. Hanging
she
out with
so
me
cozy.
She was in the bedroom and then when I came into the bedroom at night she had peed on my pillow.
That's very pointed.
I know,
very pointed.
I know. And I posted on Instagram and tons of people DM me being like, it's
She's
your
pissed.
boyfriend.
Yeah
and I said great, perfect,
yeah,
exactly what I
she
wanted.
She wants you all to herself.
I know,
and it's hard to share.
I know.
I promise I won't pee on your pillow if I
Thank
get upset.
Thank you, girl. I just ask for communication.
I know. But it is so tricky because it's like, well, then what do you do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't. Obviously, I was surprised. I thought that. Yeah. So. What
she's
do
healthy.
I do?
That's the other thing is that that's always the second.
Oh,
the
yeah.
other
she's
thought.
Healthy. We just got her every test in the book.
Yeah.
She's totally
so she's
healthy.
She's not having like a kidney issue or something. She's
no.
behavior pointed communicating
yes.
with her urine.
And I'm upset. And she knows it upsets me. And to do it on my pillow
well, that's why she did it. That's
is
why she
targeted.
Did it. Very
so,
targeted.
Targeted. So I am upset about that. I
am sorry. I am
I
sorry.
Know.
Are you, is boyfriend coming over in the next few days or are you going there in the next few days?
See, that's the thing.
Is
Before
he coming over
this,
tonight?
Yeah.
yeah.
Before this happened, and I was like, I'm not changing my plans because my cat
no.
is communicating that way, but I am upset and I am scared for my life. So.
Yeah.
I'll try to cuddle her, have her forgive me before. And then I guess when he's here, I'll try to, I don't know.
I know. Cause it's like, you want to punish a little to say this is not yeah. good behavior, but then you don't want to piss her off too much.
Well, I didn't give her any eye contact for a solid.
That's big.
For me, it's
That's
big.
That's very big.
So I didn't do it last night. And then this morning I also continued to not do
okay.
it. And then when I got home later in the day, I began making eye contact.
Okay.
So, and then I tried to get her to cuddle and she said, no, thank you.
Well, she's not going to come when you're ready.
Right. So that's happening.
That
and
is
that's
big.
Been fun.
That's big.
Fun.
Listen, this is like in, you know, it's not just like bringing a boyfriend into your life. It's bringing a boyfriend into your family. And
yeah,
that's,
it
it's
you're
really,
right.
they're different personalities.
And my family is rejecting
ones.
It.
And your family is rejecting.
So.
Well, try to do some cuddling before he comes.
I know. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but she also loves him. Like, she gets on his lap and nuzzles up.
I know. I thought we were all good. I was almost at the point where I was ready to have, like, his dog come over.
Wow. And wait on that.
Which that'll be. That's yeah, a I was huge like, I was like, time. Everything seems to be going swimmingly, and then this happened, and I say to you, forget it.
No, we need a little more time.
We need a little more time. Yeah. We're still.
Ooh, she's gonna be. That's gonna pissed. Be a rough one. But maybe if you just leave the dog out in the living room.
Well, yeah, I think the rule I'll have is that the dog isn't allowed in my bedroom.
No. No.
So that'll be Winnie's space, and if Winnie, either I'll get a gate of some sort, but she'll be safe in there, and the dog, it couldn't be a sweeter dog, truly.
Of course, but that doesn't, I mean, it's still an animal coming into her space. She doesn't like humans coming into her space.
No.
So
because I forget what boyfriend said, but he said something about, like, I was like, I'm just scared. He was like, well, if anyone should be scared, it should be me or, like, the dog, because, like, they're going to get hurt if anything
absolutely.
Happens. And I said, you're
absolutely.
Not wrong. You're not wrong. Winnie will fight.
Yes,
so,
Winnie will fight. But I have a feeling, as sweet as I have
fine.
Yet to meet the dog, but from what you've said.
Yeah, it's a very sweet dog.
I'm sure that
and apparently the dog loves cats.
Of course. He just wants to be friends. She'll say,
I know.
Absolutely not.
She'll be like, how dare you?
Don't you even look at me.
Don't look at me. And I'll say, I feel like this is going pretty well.
I think it's going great.
Yeah, they're not making eye contact, but.
Listen, if we're coexisting,
neither
that's
am
wonderful.
I. Yeah, we're coexisting. So anyhow, who
this
knows?
This is big. You're the merging of the families again.
Well, we're not there yet because
obviously
we've taken a step backwards.
Well, but that's okay.
That Winnie's left a message directly on my pillow.
Yeah, she
but
has.
I think it'll be okay.
Of course it will.
And sometimes that's all you can ask for.
I wish you luck. Godspeed.
Thank you. I know. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Thank you, girl.
Be confident.
Yeah.
And own your own space.
Wow.
Because it's yours, it's not hers. Okay?
Yeah, you're right. You hear that?
She doesn't listen to me. We know that.
I don't think she heard it. Yeah.
We know that.
Anything fun coming up this week for you?
We're going to go see a play, a musical tomorrow night, which I'm very excited about.
I literally can't wait.
We're seeing Into the Woods. Sarah Bareilles is in it. Like, it's a star-studded limited engagement, so I'm very excited about it. I think it's like a concert of them, like minimal staging.
Oh, got it. Well, that's still cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because it is like all these powerhouses. I think they had less time to do a ton of rehearsal and all that.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So the question does remain.
Right.
I feel like we're going to have to adjust this at some point.
I know. I do too.
Because the word has been spoken.
I know.
The word has been spoken.
It has. And I've gotten better, more comfortable, I think.
Saying it? Do you all say it pretty frequently now?
Not too frequently.
Okay. Do you say it when you're saying goodbye or whatever?
No.
Okay. So, well, I had adjusted before. Maybe we'll give it a try again.
Oh.
Let's try this one.
Okay. Well.
The question remains, do we think we know what love is?
And then do you say, I don't think we know?
I don't think we know. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot the cadence. It threw me off. It threw me. Usually
Absolutely.
It's such a sing song. I don't know.
I know.
So I'm so sorry. Let me do that again. The question remains. Do we think we know what love is? I don't think we know.
And neither do cats. Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke. Right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a sleazy cat. I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey, man, that's that. Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
dress and I got cat style. And I got cat style.